I sometimes joke and say, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm 52 and everything still sounds so fun. Everything. If I told you all the things I hear about and I think, do I want to do that? Even the other day when I was doing yoga, I thought, should I get certified to teach? It just all looks so fun. And I love a certification. I love to work towards a certification. I love the learning process. I love the goal setting. I love the feeling of accomplishment once you've received the certification. I enjoy so many different activities and I just love life. But when it comes down to it, the one thing that has always remained the same, the one thing that I always wanted to be when I grew up, and I'm so thankful that I was able to and have the opportunity to be this one thing, and that is a mama. I'm so thankful that I'm able to be the mama to four amazing kids. And that's why when I got this letter from Beth, I read it once, then I read it twice. And I thought, oh, I can so relate to this. And I think that you probably will be able to as well. Life Coach BFF Show with me, your friend Heather, because we all need a BFF to take this journey called life with. This is a podcast for midlife women who want to remain sane and find joy while parenting teens. We're living with purpose and determination to get all the goody out of life because I believe God made the goody for His people, you and me. So hop aboard this train of intention, come and sit on my porch and rest, or pop in your earbuds and let's take a walk together. I'm just so grateful you're here. Hey friend, welcome back for another episode of Life Coach BFF Show. I'm Heather Petty and we're going to sit with a few ideas together today. I'm letting our BFF Beth from Dallas guide this episode. Our topic is something all of us can relate to, including me, and it's the fear of a changing season. What's next? What's around the corner? Okay, let's listen as we hear from Beth. Dear Heather, I hope this letter finds you well. I've been a loyal listener of your podcast for quite some time now, and I've always admired your wisdom and insight. Well, thank you, Beth. Today, I find myself writing to you with a heavy heart, seeking your guidance and support. You see, my daughter is graduating from high school this spring, and every time I think about it, I can't help but feel a lump in my throat and tears welling up in my eyes. This isn't just any graduation, it's the last one. My third and final child is leaving the nest, and the thought of an empty house fills me with a sense of sadness and apprehension. I've dedicated my life to raising my children, pouring my heart and soul into nurturing them, guiding them, and watching them grow into the remarkable young adults they've become. But now, as they spread their wings and embark on their own journeys, I find myself wondering, what will I do? The thought of not attending school functions, cheering on my kids at sporting events, or simply having them around the house fills me with a sense of loss and uncertainty. I keep asking myself, what will my purpose be? How will I occupy my time? Heather, I know you understand the complexities of life's transitions. I turn to you with a humble heart and a plea for advice. How can I navigate this new chapter of my life with grace and resilience? How can I find joy and fulfillment amidst the emptiness of an empty nest? And most importantly, how can I rediscover my sense of purpose and identity beyond motherhood? Your wisdom and insight would mean the world to me. Heather, thank you for being a beacon of hope and inspiration in my life. With heartfelt gratitude, Beth from Dallas. First off, let me say, Beth, I feel you. Graduating kids can feel like a bittersweet roller coaster of emotions. It's like, yay, they made it, with a mix of a big old scoop of, wait, where did the time go? I still remember I've talked about on the show dropping our oldest off at Ole Miss our second daughter, who was in high school at the time, we cried the entire way home. The entire way. I felt so bad for my husband. Our boys sitting in the very back had no idea what to think. And I just sobbed. I could not stop for about 3 days. After we dropped her off, I would get up in the morning. I would look out the window, look at the driveway, and see her car missing from the driveway and just cry all over again. It was just a terrible cycle. And maybe the fourth or fifth morning I woke up and I went, okay, I can do this. It's going to be okay. I can make it. We can't dwell on the empty nest, not just yet. You know, first of all, you have a few months left before graduation and even more before sending her off to college. You need to think of this more as an open concept nest. You know, sure, there might be a little extra space come fall, but that just means more room for activities. It would be easy to focus on the negativity and go down that rabbit hole, but guess what? We're not doing that today. No, ma'am. We are going to make a new plan. So let's get started. I want you to think about things that you've always wanted to do. Have you ever wanted to turn that spare room into a home office? I know you're probably cringing thinking, I can't believe you would even suggest turning my daughter's room into a home office. Okay, there's more, Beth. What about a craft room or a personal yoga retreat? Now's your chance. I know you can't imagine this right now, but she is going to be taking on a whole new life. She's going to think of this new life as her new home. When she comes home from college, she's going to say, it's time for me to go back home now. And she's not going to be talking about your home. I don't want to make this worse, but I want to prepare you because I have been there and it stings and it hurts. But she's going to think of this new dorm, this new apartment, or whatever her next endeavor is, whether it's the military, that is what she's going to think of as her own home. This gives you the opportunity to make some changes in your home, some things to look forward to, maybe some things that you've wanted to do for a long time, but you've put off and you thought, I don't have the room for this. Our house is not big enough for this. Well, you're going to have a little extra square footage. Could you put a day bed in the room and then utilize it for yourself and for her? And as far as those school functions, you have paid your dues, Beth. I know you're going to miss it, but no one's going to bat an eye if you show up to the occasional PTA meeting just for the free coffee and just to catch up with some friends. You can still do that, I promise. You can go to the school, you can volunteer, you can be a sub. Schools are always needing substitute teachers. They will welcome you with open arms, I can assure you. Plus, you are going to have more time to explore new hobbies. You can reconnect with old friends. I can't believe the friends that have reached out whose children, their last child has graduated from high school or college, and now they have this extra time. So I'm starting to hear from these friends, some of them that I have not heard much from in a really long time. Maybe, let's talk about this, Beth. Maybe you could even plan that dream vacation you've been putting off. My husband and I, in 6.5 years, close to 7 years, we will drop our youngest off at college. You know, I know you're probably thinking, how old will you be? I will be 58. 58 years young. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to plan a fabulous trip. So we'll drop him off. We may go straight to the airport. It just depends. You know, with boys, they say you don't have as much to haul to college as you do girls. It's usually a couple of duffel bags. So I'm counting on that. But we are going to plan a magnificent trip and we may go straight to the airport, straight from the college dorm to the airport. So start thinking about these trips that you've been wanting to take, but you were too afraid to leave your home for fear of the party that would take place while you're away. And don't think that we don't all think that, because we do. You know, you put cameras up around the house, but you still think, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving this home. Open for activities. especially when you're not there. But seriously, Beth, I get it. It's a big transition, and it's okay to feel a little lost at first. You're going to hear from them. Beth, they get hungry. They need money. They need food. So you will hear from your little precious, I promise. Okay, my best advice to you, Beth, if you haven't already caught on, is to embrace the change. You're going to have to lean into the discomfort. And I know you're thinking, how can I do this? How can I lean into discomfort and embrace change? What you can do is you can recognize that change is a natural part of life and can often lead to personal growth and new opportunities. Instead of resisting this change, which I have been guilty of myself, I'm not a big fan of change. I talk about change. I help women transition in seasons of change, but I'm not a fan for myself. I'm just not. But we have to learn how to embrace it with an open mind and heart. So, Beth, take this opportunity to explore new hobbies, interests, or what about a career path? Maybe you have this fabulous career now, but you're ready to try something new that you've been putting on hold while you're raising your children. Now is your opportunity. Another thing you can do, Beth, is cultivate self-discovery. Use this time of transition to reconnect with yourself and rediscover your passions, your values, and your goals. A lot of times when we're raising children, we don't even have time to think about goals. And I talk a lot about goals on this show too, and goals are important. So now you're going to have a little extra time and you can focus on these things. You can engage in activities that bring you joy, whether it's, like we said, traveling, volunteering, or pursuing further education. Take the time to reflect on who you are as an individual outside of your role as a parent. Ouch. That's tough. That's tough for me because I identify as mom. Mama, mother, that's who I identify most as. But we have to take time to reflect on who we are as individuals because a lot of times we get lost. We get lost in the parenting mode. Seek support, Beth. Lean on your support network of friends, family, and fellow empty nesters for guidance and encouragement during this transition. Share your feelings and your experiences with others who may be going through similar life changes. And you can consider joining support groups. If you're really having a tough time, join a group. This is why it's really good to have a lunch group. For years, I had a lunch group and we would meet every week until a couple of people moved out of town. But we would meet every week and we would talk about all the things happening in our lives and encourage one another. So that would be a good thing for you to do too, a lunch group. Focus again on your personal growth. Use this time as an opportunity for growth and development. Set goals for yourself and work towards achieving them, whether it's improving your physical health, learning new skills, or pursuing personal passions. Challenge yourself to step outside of your comfort zone and embrace new experiences that will help you continue to evolve and thrive. Remember, it's never too late to pursue your dreams and create a life that brings you fulfillment and happiness. Beth, you have to trust that this new season of life has plenty of surprises and adventures in store for you. I am sending you a big hug, my friend. You have got this. You can do this. Can you relate to Beth? I sure can in a lot of ways. As you may already know, my husband and I have two out of the nest, out of college, and the younger two in middle school. No matter how many children you have, you still mourn when each moves out of your home. If you would like to share how you've navigated a tough season or offer advice to our BFF Beth, feel free to message me on social or from the website, scrolling down to podcast on heatherpetty.com, P-E-T-T-E-Y, and tapping on the yellow submit button under question or comments. I'll read your response in a future episode, and I can promise you that Beth and others will benefit from your knowledge, your wisdom, and your experience. So we welcome any outside comments. I've opened up 8 days in the weeks ahead where you can book a free discovery call with me. During this personalized call, we'll dive deep into practical techniques and strategies to manage stress and anxiety in your daily life. Whether you're navigating a new season in life or feeling a bit off track in your current season, I'm here to provide tailored support and coaching just for you. Together, we'll devise a plan to help you thrive and find joy amidst life's challenges. I'm passionate about empowering you to live your best life, and I can't wait to support you on your journey. Ready to take the next step towards a happier, more fulfilling life? Simply click the link in the show notes to book your free discovery call today. Let's make joy happen together. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Your support means the world to me. If you enjoyed what you heard, please take a moment to tap the plus sign in the top right corner to subscribe. That way you'll never miss an episode. And hey, if you're really loving the show, I'd be incredibly grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback helps us grow and improve, and it means so much to know that our content is making a positive impact in your life. Remember, you are loved, appreciated, and valued. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Until next time, take care and keep shining bright. Quick disclaimer, I'm a coach, not a therapist. Always seek the support of a therapist for clinical mental health issues.